Joining us now on Front and Center is Lynn Ward. She is president and CEO of the Waterbury Chamber of Commerce. And Lynn, welcome to Front and Center.
Good morning, Dan.
And Lynn, we have a big event on October the 21st. That's why we have you on the program. And it's going to be taking place at the AquaTurf Club in Southington, the 34th annual Business Women's Forum fundraiser. What can you tell our audience about this?
Well, we're very excited about this year's event. And as you know, the Business Women's Forum is run under our Greater Waterbury Chamber of Commerce Foundation. It's been a program of our chamber for many years. This is the 34th annual event. And this year we are going to feature Judy Smith, who is the founder and president of Smith & Company, crisis management expert and co-producer and inspiration for the hit TV show on ABC called Scandal. And Judy, I think, having Judy join us at this time with what is going on in this day and age, everything from the political campaign to different crises that we find some corporations in, is going to be very timely for us. So she will be our feature speaker. And also in the morning, we're going to have a motivational speaker, Christine Cashin. She's an expert on fun, creativity, and innovative ideas. She's a certified speaking professional and an author of The Good Stuff, Quips and Tips on Life, Love, Work, and Happiness. Plus, we have all kinds of workshops going on throughout the day, networking opportunities, and a great reception at the end of the day where we're going to give away fabulous prizes.
Yeah, I want to take a look just a moment at some of the workshops. For example, you have The Power of Buying Local. How about talking about that?
We are bringing in Barbara Wald, who's an author and an internationally known speaker, to talk about the ideas and resources among like-minded businesses and how that can lead to newfound success. And I'm going to read from some of our information. She says, gain the ideas and tools to develop and plan for long-term partnerships that will help grow your business for years to come. Businesses and service providers need to understand which kinds of shopper experiences create trust and what falls short in terms of customer expectations. And our attendees will learn how to examine their physical business environment, product assortments, promotions, associate knowledge, services offered, and customer service standards from the perspective of creating trust. So I think, any business owner would want to, if they can't attend, send someone, whether they're a retail shop or a service provider, a professional office. I think everyone is going to be able to benefit from Barbara.
Another workshop is going to be Real Relationships and the LinkedIn Connection. What can you tell our audience about that?
So Sandra Long, who is owner of Post Road Consulting from Westport, will share her insight and her refreshing and authentic approach and philosophy on real connections via social media. And we're told that she's going to leave the audience highly motivated. We know that people are going to be inspired by real life experiences and stories and learn different tips and ideas to make their LinkedIn work better or work at all for them.
You know, Lynn, all of these workshops are fascinating. Here's another one, legal issues in the workplace. I would imagine that's going to be well attended.
Yes, and Giovanna Weller, who is an attorney at Carmody, Torrance, Sandeck, and Hennessy in the litigation group, will be leading that. Giovanna has been in our community for years, and at Carmody, Torrance, Sandeck, and Hennessy is certainly one of the partners that really stands out. She's going to be talking about managing employees in an increasingly litigious society and how that can seem overwhelming at times, especially if you don't have an employment lawyer on your speed dial. So we know that there are so many small employers out there that, may not know exactly, what the current laws are and the ways that they should go about hiring and firing and to avoid discrimination and harassment claims, performance management, and workplace investigations. So we think that these three workshops that we are speaking of are the three workshops that are offered during the morning session between 10:30 and 12 o'clock. So as a business person, I think if you don't fit into one, you certainly can fit into the other two.
And then you look at some of the other workshops, I'm guessing in the afternoon, one of them, and they're all topical, but one of them, managing today's intergenerational workforce. Can you talk about that?
Sure. Tracy Canofla, she's the author and co-owner and a featured presenter for High Impact Training, is going to be talking about the baby boomers and millennials and how they work side by side on a daily basis and the challenges that arise from intergenerational teams regarding everything from communication to workplace attitude and culture. And she's going to talk about the important characteristics of their generation and how that generation influences current actions and decisions amongst the whole team. So I think that we've had Tracy before, and she's a great speaker and certainly someone that we are excited to bring back.
And here's another topical area, avoid burnout. That ought to be well attended.
Right. Get more done while taking less of a toll. Isn't that something that we all wish can happen? Kate Hanley, she's a coach, a speaker, an author, and a journalist, is going to be coming in to talk about that topic and how we really want to find more balance between the really important things that go on in our life and our work, and we want to reduce our stress levels. So I think that's going to be very interesting, and you know, that's a topic that everyone can relate to.
And what can you tell us about the workshop, Permission to Use Your Voice?
Well, Kelly Biskupak, founder and owner of Be You Bravely, is going to be talking about how you can cultivate your inner leadership voice to build grit and resilience in the workplace. And as she describes, internal leadership begins with getting very clear about who you are, what you value most, and what your strengths and impact are, and then using effective communication that has influence. So we will focus on values of work, saying yes and no, and understanding the mindset myths that women live in that keep them from using their voice and building resilience, and discover how to shift these myths to a sense of empowerment and influence. So I think, again, the three afternoon sessions that we are offering can really impact attendees in very different ways. And I think that, you know, we've put together a program that people can find one of those particular topics of interest to attend.
Talking with Lynn Ward, she is president and CEO of Greater Waterbury Regional Chamber of Commerce. Now, Lynn, take us through the day. Can people still register? How do they go about registering? Walk us through that process.
Yes, they could still register. And our website is 2016bwf.com, B as in business, W as in women's, F as in forum.com, or calling the chamber is also easy. We can register you over the phone. Our number is 203-757-0701, and certainly we have room for about 50 more people to come, so we invite people to give us a call today or just go online and email anytime between now and next Wednesday. Now, the event is Friday.
Okay, so there is a deadline of Wednesday, next Wednesday.
Yes.
Okay, and you've got a full agenda, right? As you said, you start out with breakfast and then it's a full day.
We do. At 9:50, well, starting at 8:15, we will have registration, networking opportunities. We offer a continental breakfast at the AquaTurf. So if anyone's been to the AquaTurf, you know the quality of what they do and how they do it is excellent. So we will be there starting at 8:15. At 8:45, we will introduce our chairman of the Business Women's Forum, who is Virginia Aurora Cookson. She is the owner of Oric and Birch Florist here in Waterbury. And Ginny has been leading us this year, a fabulous chairperson, and she has a surprise for everyone at the end of the day. And I'll let you know and your listeners that people who come to the forum are going to get to leave with a beautiful red rose from our work in Birch Florist. So that's just another added touch that we will add to the end of the day. So we will also give some scholarships out to post-university students. Our keynote speaker in the morning is Christine Cashin. And then we will break for some sponsor exhibits and then offer those morning workshops that we mentioned. In the afternoon, after the workshop, people will come back, enjoy lunch, and then hear our keynote speaker, Judy Smith. And then again, from 2 to 3, we will have the afternoon workshops. Then at 3 o'clock, people will come back to the reception, where we will have networking, sponsor exhibits, hors d'oeuvres, beverages, giveaways, and some raffles as well.
You're also going to have some scholarship presentations, aren't you?
We are. And two students from Post University will be getting those scholarships. And Dan, we've given away almost $200,000 to students at Post University over the last 34 years. And our scholarship committee works very diligently to select students at Post University who really exemplify our what we would think are our goals of to see women in business and these young women develop into leaders in the communities in which they serve.
So this is just going to be an outstanding day. And Lynn, in general, perhaps you can relate this to our audience, the Business Women's Forum has a rich history, great keynote speakers over the years. Talk a bit about that.
We do have a rich history. And the Business Women's Forum was started back in 1984 by just six women in the community who felt that this community needed a place where women could gather for leadership opportunities and professional and personal development. And that's why the Businesswoman's Forum was created. Initially, it was created at Post University out of the management center there. And then things transpired where more support was needed to really grow the organization. And that's when our Chamber of Commerce got involved. Post University is our star partner in this event. And as I said, we like to support the students at Post University with our scholarship program.
And again, the event is on Friday, October the 21st. It's going to be at the AquaTurf Club in Southington. It's an all-day event. And you said registration begins at what time again?
8:15.
Okay. Lynn, anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I just would like to mention that this is taken seriously by the business community. And for example, ESPN uses the Business Women's Forum as an opportunity to send some of their female workforce as a training day. Other companies like the utility companies, the banks, some insurance companies, and then a lot of small employers that don't necessarily have the budgets to bring in professional development into their organizations, use this as an opportunity for their employees to have professional development. And we encourage bosses and owners of companies to consider who they can send on their team. We do know, and we've heard from business people all the time, you know, over the years, that when their employees come back, they are so appreciative of the opportunity to attend the Business Women's Forum. They're very motivated. They learn things at the forum that they could bring back to their place of work. And we've had owners and bosses say to us, I don't know what you did to, you know, Sarah, who went to that Business Women's Forum, but thank you because she's like a totally different person now. And so it works both ways. It works for the employers and it works for the attendees who come. I remember a story where one of the attendees who came took a workshop on negotiating skills. And when she went back to work, she ended up negotiating a raise for herself. And to this day, she credits that to the Businesswoman's Forum. Her boss also credits that to the Businesswoman's Forum because he said to me on numerous occasions, I don't know if I should send my people to that anymore. It ended up costing me a lot more money. And of course, laughing because he knew that what she learned there, you know, really made a difference in her ability to be more confident, which then has helped him in his business, you know, many times over.
Oh, that's a great story. Before we let you go, any other stories stand out? One in particular, that was a great story. Any other stories stand out?
Well, I think just, you know, over the years when we do surveys at the end of the day, in just, you know, in general, the excitement and the takeaways that the attendees get to have, you know, that, you know, we hope is going to last a long time for them is always very positive. And they've challenged us over these 34 years to raise the bar every year with our keynote speakers, our workshops that we bring in, and, you know, the people who come to have working women, you know, 500 working women in a room who can just relate to each other, share your stories, share your challenges. And, you know, you put 500 people, women in a room in particular, and the conversations are going to be great. The relationships that are going to start to be built can be long lasting. And I do want to thank our sponsors of the event because we could not do this if it wasn't for some of the businesses in our greater Waterbury area. I've mentioned Post University. Also want to mention Ion Bank, St. Mary's Health System, Children's Village, which is a daycare center in Woolkit. They've been very supportive. Carmody, Torrance, Sandek, and Hennessy. Employers Resource Group, ERS, Thomaston Savings Bank, Healthy CT, Universal Copy, and there's so many more. Barker Specialty Company, for 34 years, Barker Specialty has donated giveaway bags that everyone who comes to the forum leaves with a great bag or other items that are provided to us from Barker Specialty. Corporate Display Specialties, Green Earth Energy, McDermott Performance Solutions, Onyx 2, which is a fine jeweler in Watertown. They have donated a fabulous diamond ring that someone is going to be able to win. Power Station Events, the Republican American, and Sandit's Travel. And there's many more. I encourage people to go to 2016bwf.com to learn more about the event and to see these companies, who they are, and how they are supporting working women in business.
And, you know, a final note, you mentioned the networking. There's going to be several networking sessions, including when you begin. And as you know, Lynn, that's very important now more than ever, I would think.
It is. And it certainly helps generate business. It helps form new relationships. And you never know, you know, what can transpire in a conversation with somebody that then, you know, 2 weeks from now, 2 months or 2 years can help you from an introduction that you had at the Businesswoman's Forum.
Lynn Ward, President and CEO of the Waterbury Regional Chamber of Commerce. Lynn, thank you very much for joining us on Front and Center.
Thank you for the opportunity.